Yeah. Yes, sir. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. We're gonna let some people get in here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna say it again. Music was too loud. If you just got in here, you watching the replay. Fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. We're gonna let some people get in the live. Hit the like button and comment. Yeah. Hit the links below. Donate. Support the machine. Yeah. Yes, sir. Let's get it. We about to get started right now. Let's do it. Let me do my spiel, my e-begging spiel first. Hope everybody doing good. Y'all should know the routine by now. So, I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. That makes you the king of the stream. Unless somebody outbids you and steal your title of king. Dethrones you as king. If we make $15 the first hour in donations, it guarantees a 2-hour live stream. If we make $25 the whole stream, I will do a bonus live stream on Tuesday. Now, ways to donate. PayPal at the top of the chat and in the description. Cash App pinned to the top of the chat and in the description. Streamlabs link, top of the chat and in the description. Crypto addresses, linked in the description, including XRP. And also, you can hit up Super Chat or Super Stickers, even though YouTube does take 30% off the top. But if that's the most convenient, a whole bunch of ones beat a whole bunch of nuns. So, other than that, hit the like button. Let me know if anything go wrong in the stream ASAP in the chat. Let's get it popping. And make sure you vote for the orange man. Other than that, let's get it popping.
So I'm about to have a vulnerable moment. I rarely do this. Don't make me regret it, okay? I'm going to let y'all in my business just a little bit. Okay, so let me tell y'all the story about how I will never give that's not in my league a chance ever again.
Let's stop her right there. Let me stop you right damn there, ma'am. Hold on. The whole league thing. You broads ain't shit. Most of you ain't shit. Especially the ones who talk about their personal life on TikTok and they a little cute. The cuter a chick is, the prettier she is, the higher the chance she's going to be a bad person. That's just my philosophy. I could be wrong. Maybe it's ignorant. I don't know. But ironically, that means the women who think they have the highest value in the date market usually end up being the biggest pieces of shit for us to deal with. You know what I mean? It's so ironic. So usually when a woman who looks like this is talking about a man being out of her league, she's almost always talking about shallow, superficial things. She's not talking about intellect. She's not talking about character. She's not talking about integrity. You know what I mean? She's not talking about work ethic, nothing like that. And here's the thing about women judging men for lacking status. Your status is strictly based off what you look like. You didn't earn it, bitch. So don't talk cocky to men who actually earn whatever status they have, whatever they have in life, period. They earned it. So it pisses me off when women who are good for nothing and a bunch of do-nothings and got everything for nothing talk down on hard-working, decent men. Talking about he's out of my league. Look, most men are out of most women's league if we're talking about the shit that really matter. Character, discipline, intelligence, no, common sense. Most men are out of most women's league. So I just had to get that off my chest. But let's hear what this cute dingbat got to say. But I want to be very clear as we go through this video. I don't give a damn about cute. And you're going to learn that as we go through this video.
So, you know how guys be like, listen, I swear, like, you ever give me a chance, I'm going to really show you. I don't fall.
I got to stop it again. If you ever give me a chance, I'm going to show you it was the best decision you ever made in your life, baby. Man, hell no, bro. Don't ever say no shit like that. Here's the thing. You don't want a woman to give you a chance. That's going to be a bad situation. And you're already setting up the dynamic that you're the little puppy dog, you know, begging for a treat. And she's going to treat you like a fucking fan. You treat her like a celebrity, she's going to treat you like a fan. She's going to use you and punk you the whole way of you trying to prove you worthy. This bitch ain't worthy. Have you ever thought about that? But let's continue.
For those guys, right? I am a I like what I like type person. If you didn't get me within the first 10 minutes of me talking to you, you probably never going to get me, right? So there was a gentleman that had been reaching out to me. When I tell you.
That was some game. I hate to keep stopping, but that was some game. She said, if you don't get me the first 10 minutes of talking to me, you probably ain't never going to get me. It's true. Women make up their minds pretty damn quick when it comes to men. I would say less than 10 minutes. I would say the first 120 seconds, she's pretty much making up her mind about it. If you talking to her for 2 minutes straight, she already done sized up your look the first 3 seconds. So that's the first test. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the next few seconds is seeing your confidence, your eye contact, if your shoulders back, what your shoes look like. They peeping all this the first 20 seconds. So a lot of guys, most guys, going to get disqualified the first 20 seconds. But if you pass all those tests, your shoulders back, eye contact, outfit looking right, you speaking with confidence, and y'all bantering a little bit, okay, that's if you pass the first minute test, hey, at that point, you just got to not mess it up. But it really all happens in the first couple of minutes, guys. It really does. You'd be shocked how fast these women dismiss men. And how fast they decide, oh, I'm going to fuck him. A lot of times it's all within 2 minutes. So just keep that in mind that you have to pass 5 tests within the first 2 minutes. Let me go over it again. Outfit, shoes, height, confidence, eye contact, shoulders back. Like, you see what I'm saying? All this is getting analyzed. Within seconds. But let's continue.
For over 10 years. Over 10 years in my DMs, over 10 years. So there was a gentleman that had been reaching out to me, when I tell you, for over 10 years.
Oh my God.
Over 10 years in my DMs, talking to himself most of the time. Within the past like 3 years, maybe, I might have given him my number through Instagram because I was having a vulnerable moment. And we've had conversations before. We've met in person. I just was not interested. Okay?
Bro, it's no pussy worth doing all this for. 10 years? You don't got nothing else going on, bro. There's no other women. I mean, not to say that he wasn't trying to holler at some other women in the process, but dude, no. This man's self-esteem has to be low. I'm not trying to get with a bitch for 10 years. Like, when do you get the hint that she ain't feeling you like that? I guess I gotta commend him for his determination, his persistence. I don't know if to salute him or shame him. Oh, gosh. I guess it's pros and cons to everything. A decade, bro? For a bitch with tattoos up and down her arms and a nose ring chronicles. It's the nose ring chronicles. Metal in your face. Yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the nose ring chronicles. Decade, y'all. Let's continue.
It got to the point where he was so resilient, so persistent, that I was like, I guess I'll try. So whatever, he ended up getting my number, and now he's talking to himself in my DMs and texting me every morning, sending me prayers every morning, scripture. Okay, I love that. And if I went through a really, really emotional time last year, so like little stuff like that was really hitting home for me. And
see, the only time that she pay him attention when Pookie do her wrong. That's why she was going through an emotional time. I'm willing to bet. When Pookie screw her over again for the 100th time. Oh, also keep this in mind. Just as pathetic as this guy is, she's that pathetic for Shotgun Shug and 9mm Peter. She's 10 times more pathetic over the past 10 years for those guys. So let's never lose sight, as I'm going over this video, who the real loser is. It's the person with the nose ring and the tattoos going up and down their arm, making TikTok videos about their life. That's the true loser. It's still not this guy. As big of a simp as he is, let's not lose sight of that congregation. Oh, I need everybody to hit the motherfucking like button. You know what I mean? I think I had, what, 8 people in here watching and it was only 2 likes? Show some respect to RB Sensei. I've been, you know, serving the community for almost 10 years. Okay, I'm putting a little extra sauce on it. Since 2017. Show some respect and hit the like button.
You know, touching my soft spot. So he got cool points for that from me. For whatever reason, you know, I don't really know how my brain functions and why I was allowing certain things to go on, but I did.
You did because you wanted an emotional tampon.
Facts.
And dude is such a super simp that he was just begging for your attention, and he was probably willing to just lick your feet in the middle of your toes and do anything that you wanted him to do.
And let's be very clear, she will fucking never respect him. A lot of guys like this, blue pill simp guys like this, they think if I do this, she'll get with me and respect me. If I do that, if I do this, yada, yada. If I just show her for a decade that I'm down for, she'll respect me. She will never respect you, bro. After 10 years of simping and kissing her ass, she knows you have no sack. Lack of sack. That's what I call it. Hack a sack, lack a sack. It's just... Guess you can't play hack a sack with somebody got a lack of sack. But look, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. She will never respect you. There's certain things you could do with a woman where she'll lose respect for you forever. Chasing her for 10 years and like continuing the messenger even though she leave you on red. Like, yeah, that's one of those things. Hit the like button.
Because he's a super simp. And then after a while, you said, oh, yeah, I can use them in some kind of way. Because, see, a woman using a man is not always about monetary value. It has a lot to do with time. And, fellas, if you're watching this video, remember, your time is your most valuable asset. It's more valuable than any money that you got in the bank. Your time, your life, the time that you're alive is more valuable.
Facts.
Don't waste your time and don't be begging women because, look, she's attractive. I'll give her that.
She cool.
But she's not the only one, bro. Don't do that. 10 years and you're begging? Come on, man. You know.
Well, and let's be honest. The only reason he's simping for this bitch is because she's cute. If she was 600 pounds, he wouldn't be doing all this. If she was average looking, he probably wouldn't be doing all this. So he's being shallow and superficial by putting this much effort and worth in her just because she's kind of cute.
So this story is not going to end well.
Nonetheless, so here we are. I started being like, hey, if I'm in town, I'll hang out. He was started being like, hey, I am going to send a flight for you. Come hang out with me. I want to show you that I want to marry you. And I used to respond like, hey, bro, every nigga says that, right?
Hey, bro, let's analyze this. Let's take it slow. Let's pull the covers off slow. This man said, I want to marry you just because this bitch pretty. She been playing him for a decade, and he still want to marry her just because she pretty. This shit is sad. But then she said, hey, bro, every nigga say that, bro. That's the bitch you want to marry? The woman who responds like that to, hey, I want to marry you. Hey, bro, every nigga say that, bro. Masculine ass hood shit. And you want this to be your wife? Oh, my God. I hope he was just running game the fuck. But let's take this real slow. Looking for sponsors. Starting at $5 make you the king of the stream. If we make $15 the first hour, it guarantee a 2-hour live stream. If we make $25, it guarantee a bonus stream on Tuesday. Super chat. Super stickers. Streamlabs. PayPal Cash App. Links at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
Every nigga wants a piece of you until they get you and then they're gone. No.
Yeah, every nigga want a piece of you until they get you and they gone. They just wanted a piece of that poontang. They don't want your brain. They don't want your personality. There's nothing there to want to stick around for. It's not even that a lot of these guys are bad men. There's nothing for them to hold on to after they fuck. That's why they just get what they want and they leave.
gonna marry you. You're my dream woman. So now I'm like, all right, it's cool. I could go to a wedding with him. I like going to weddings. I like being people's show pony because I enjoy things like that, right? So I start considering actually flying to go see him. And now I'm like on his page picking him apart. Like, he'll send me videos like, hey, I went and got my teeth cleaned. I know how much you like when people get their teeth cleaned. I was like, okay, effort. He's like, well, and I smell real nice. You know, I like that type of stuff too. I'm like, you know what? He's so nice. Let me give him a chance. So I'm looking.
You never want a woman to say you're nice. She might as well say you a fag. Like, you never, that's just. Two words you don't want to hear is you like my brother, or two phrases, whatever you want to call it. You don't want to hear her say you like my brother, and you don't want her to hear you her say you nice. Nice don't get pussy. Nice don't get respect. Even with men, nice don't get respect. Don't be a nice guy. Be a respectable man. You know? That nice shit don't get respect from nobody. Not even your own kids, that nice shit don't get respect. You know? I mean, I'm nice, but I don't let people see that I'm nice. I'm regular, you know? You really got to earn me showing you how nice I really am. Because here's the thing about nice. Only people with true character can respect nice. And most people don't have true character. 20% max. 80% of people are going to walk over nice. Because only people with character can recognize, oh, this person has good character too, and I really respect that. The world doesn't respect good character. Only people with good character respect good character, and that's the minority. Don't ever forget that, fellas.
Looking on his page, like looking at his teeth, looking how tall he is, looking at his body, and then I go, what's up with that hairline? And I look past it.
Well, yeah, when they already don't like you, look, she's going to find anything to try to keep dismissing them. She already didn't like him from the jump, so she's going to keep trying to find excuses to not fuck with him. On the opposite end of the spectrum, when it comes to Pookie, she's going to find every excuse to keep fucking with him because she genuinely likes him.
That should have been my telltale sign. I'm looking at all his videos. It looks like he has like a freaking painted on hairline. And I still went against my better judgment.
And the irony of bitches talking about somebody's hair when they got all this weave and all this crazy shit that they do and fake baby hair and fake this and fake that. The last thing women could shame a man for, or should be able to shame a man for, is anything revolving around his fucking head, hair, anything like that.
So what? You know, you ladies disqualify men for some of the dumbest things ever, and you wonder why you can't find one. Hairline, who cares? Oh, his beard is not thick enough. Oh, his bottom tooth is a little bit crooked. So what? You're so petty because you think that you're all that. And you're cute, but you're not a 10. I'ma just keep it a buck.
Well, even if she was a 10, her personality makes her a 2. Her lack of character makes her a 2. So many things about her make her a 2. That's why I'm not impressed with looks no more, man. Maybe when I was, you know, 7 or 8, saw a pretty girl and be mesmerized. It's crazy when I see men in their 30s and 40s still mesmerized just because a bitch cute. I don't care, man. I genuinely don't care, because when she open her mouth, lust will turn to disgust real quick, at least with me. Like, let's just hypothetically say it was this cute chick, she was trying to talk to me, but once I start talking to her and she a dingbat or she obnoxious, I can't do it. I can't do the one night stand. I can't do anything with it. I'm completely turned off. I don't care how hot you are. You could be a 20 on a scale from 1 to 10. I'm not going to want to be around you long enough to get to the bedroom. I want all my bros to get to that point mentally.
See, somebody done told you, like this little super simp, that you're my dream girl. And you're like off the scales. You're not even a 10. You're off the scales. And it then soaked into your head. You're not all that. You got some red flags that I can just see just from what I seen in the video already. It's crazy.
He got me. So even after all my investigative work of that hairline, he got me. This is how he got me. I went on that boat. When I went on that boat, I got real bored. And really, I don't want to say lonely because that wasn't the word, but I was just like in need of some type of energy.
And let me break that down. This man has a boat. So this is a probably a successful simp. And here's the crazy thing about women, especially women who are kind of attractive. Their bare minimum. Let me put it like this. If a chick cute, her bare minimum is top 10%. She didn't mess with top 5, top 1%. when she's settling, she's still getting top 10% dudes. That's what you got to understand about these women. Their bare minimum is elite. And men can't comprehend that because that is not our reality when it comes to dating. We pretty much take what we can get. We take who willing to fuck with us. It's the complete opposite for women. You know what I mean? Their settle is an 8 out of 10. That's their ultimate settle is an 8 out of 10. They really slumming it if they even entertain in the 8 out of 10. That's the time we live in it where a 6, a woman who's a 5 or a 6 feel like she's slumming it by fucking with an 8. Because what do I tell you guys all the time? If a chick ever fucked with a 10, a 9 will forever be settling to her for the rest of her life. No matter how old and ugly she get, no matter how broke she get, whatever. If she ever fucked with a 10, even for a night, she will always see a 9 that's settling. So I'm just saying all that to say she's describing this guy, and he sounds like an amazing dude by many standards, except the simple. I'm just talking about he probably got his money together. He probably got a lot of stuff together. This is how she acts about this probably elite dude. And she's nothing. She's just a cute shell and a bunch of bullshit inside the shell. She's dog shit wrapped in gold paper. But at least with the dog shit wrapped in gold paper, you can unwrap the gold. Like, you could take the gold and, like, try to sell the gold wrapping or something. You can't do nothing with her looks, like, but just look at her. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, what up? What up, Cole? What up, DDT? What up, Keo?
So he's messaging me while I'm on there. And I was like, you know what? I fly back to Houston when, I mean, I get back to Houston when I get there. Pull up. You live very close to there. Pull up. He was like, oh, I got this, that, and the third on Sunday. I was like, well, don't blow your opportunity. And he was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to take this opportunity. You're giving me a window of opportunity. I'm going to take it. Oh, Lord. He's like, I'm going to drive down there on Saturday. Stop drinking with you about 9 o'clock and then drive back at 5 in the morning so I can make it back for X, Y, and Z on Sunday. I was like, hey, baby, whatever you choose to do, that's your business.
And you drive all the way down there. I haven't watched the rest of the video, so I don't know. But you drive all the way down there, waste all your time, get nothing in return. I'm pretty sure of that. Because, see, she already got you by the balls. She already got control of this guy. You know, she's just dangling carrots. And I love when women do that. Oh, if you can't come right now, then oh, well, don't think about it again. It's just games. It's just control. What you should have said was I can't.
Well, yeah, but see, yeah. But she knows she could play those games with this dude. He's willing to drive to her, you know, for 3 hours to see her for maybe 5 minutes. So, see, yeah, when you show a woman that you're this desperate, she gonna push it just to see how far she could push it. Like, how much of a fool can I make this dude look like for my amusement? Women love belittling, embarrassing, playing men just for fun because they got nothing else better to do. Don't ever forget that.
Can't come right now. I got a life to live and I got to take care of my business. Maybe I'll catch you on the next one. Rain check. Take your power back. But instead, he wants to keep giving her power because she's so fine in his mind. You're just being simpy, wimpy, and weak. And women like this will run you and take everything you got every day of the week.
Thirsty, right? So make a long story short, when I got off that boat and got back to the house, he was in Houston waiting for me. And I was like, just pull up to my mom's house. Like, just come hang out. I didn't realize by the time he got there how tired I would be. So now he's at my house, my mom's house, and I am exhausted. I could barely keep...
Wait, your mom's house? So you let some strange dude that been messaging you for 10 years go to your mom's house? You see how these stupid decisions endanger lives? The lives of their mother, the lives of their children? This is why they shouldn't be left to their own devices. Lives get ruined when women are left to their own devices. Sometimes lives get lost when women are left to their own devices. Think about how stupid this is. And it's a grown-ass woman. This ain't a 16-year-old.
Keep up with the conversation. He's chipper. He's ready. You hear me? It's about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I am pooped.
No.
Where are you coming from? You coming from a boat? Wait, it wasn't his boat, so you was just on another dude boat, and you exhausted from doing monkey backflips. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams on some other dude. Now you exhausted, and you got some other simp dude waiting at your mama house. Just never mind.
You just weren't interested in the guy, and you started pretending like you were tired. That's all you did. Just keep it a buck. If you so bold and you so bad to talk the way you talked before, just be honest. You saw the guy. He didn't measure up. You didn't like him to begin with. And you just, all of a sudden, I'm so tired. Come on now. Because you knew he would fall for that.
All right. But he's still there. Not leaving, not catching none of the vibes that I'm clearly not being myself. Make a long story short, I get up and go out. We go out. We go to eat and then we go to drink with my cousins and my friends. There were so many signs in the night. So many signs.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that rant because it was on mute. But what I said was, why did she even get him to come in the first place? It was just to play with his emotions and play games like women do. She probably said, oh, come to my mama's house. I'll be there at 5. She ain't show up till 10. And then she going to act like I'm going to send him hints so he can leave. Why did you get him to come in the first place? And you said you was on a boat, like, on a boat from whose boat? So you just came back from fucking some other dude with a boat, and then you got some dude waiting at your mama house. Like, I don't even know what part of the rant y'all missed, but, like, yeah, man, this is why when women are left to their own devices, lives get ruined, lives get destroyed, sometimes lives get lost. She sent some strange dude from the internet who been messaging her like a stalker for 10 years to the mama house. Could have got the mama smoked. You know what I mean? See, these are the games women play, man. These are the games women play.
That I should have just took my black ass home, but I chose to stay the night with him because I felt like, you know, he drove all the way here. I could at least stay the night with him. That's the least I could do. Boy, at 36 years of age, still dumb as hell.
Yeah, and you're going to be dumb as hell when you're 86. At least she got some self-awareness. She knows she dumb as hell.
Dumb. So, stay the night. I wake up at like 8 in the morning. He's gone. I knew he would be gone. Let's also... When we got to the hotel room, obviously we showered. Baby, I'd never once seen this man without something on his head. You know that's a bad sign, right?
If you're not interested... Why are you at a hotel with the guy staying overnight and you took a shower? I don't know if you took it together and all that. Why?
Yeah, well, she's not telling the whole story. She probably wanted to use him for some money. He probably caked her up, probably took her shopping, you know? She's not telling the whole story. Because, yeah, if she was that repulsed, if she didn't want to mess with him, she would have never sent him to the mama house. They would have never got a hotel. So, yeah, she's trying to downplay what happened. Or she's definitely leaving something out, for sure.
Why are you doing all that? You're just playing a lot of games. And that's a dangerous game because, to me, guys that do that type of stuff, there's something wrong with them. And he might have been a psycho that straight snapped on you. Mm-hmm. But you playing games because you're so pretty and you think that you're invincible. You're not Teflon.
Like you went.
Well, yeah, she's been playing games like this since she was 12 with boys and now men. But yeah, it's more dangerous when you're playing games with grown men. You know? But I mean, this dude did set himself up for all this. There's no coochie good enough to be worth all this that this man is going through.
You wouldn't put a do-rag on or whatever that was, his dreads. You wouldn't put that thing on your head to protect your hair. Cut it out. That hairline is on the struggle bus. I already know it is. Has to be. It can't. There's no other alternative. Anywho, I called him like when I woke up because I was hungover. and we had a little slight conversation, and he was like, hey, I gotta handle XYZ. Okay, go handle your business. You know I have not heard from that man since.
But I thought you didn't like him. Like, you shouldn't care. She's downplaying her liking this guy. Maybe he did lay some game on her thick at some point during this, you know, pathetic journey where she actually did start to like him. And now she got to backtrack and try to say that it was something different. Because if you didn't like him that much, why would you care if he ghosted you?
He did exactly what I told him he would do. And I really hate that for him because he's dead to me.
Oh,
I don't think he cared. He got what he wanted. He put in 10 years to get them yams. It wasn't worth it, I tell you. It wasn't worth it. But yeah, he spent 10 years to clap the cheeks. He did, and now he disappeared and he acting funny. Because y'all don't got nothing else. That's why y'all should have locked the nice guy down in high school or college. You know, when men's brain didn't fully develop, and they would have married you just for being pretty. But when you get grown after niggas hit and they start thinking, had that post-nut clarity, they realize you ain't worth it. So all that stuff about messing with dudes out of your league, you got ghosted by a dude out of your league. So what does that tell you? You're overestimating your league.
Oh, so he didn't give you what you wanted. But it makes no sense to me because you didn't want anything. You're mad that he's not chasing you. You're mad that he won't be your emotional tampon anymore that you can just dump on. Maybe he realized that that was just a losing battle and he was just wasting his time, especially if he went to a hotel room with you. And I'm sure once you got in there, you said, I'm so sleepy and I went to sleep or whatever the case may be. No kind of action. Maybe he realized that he just wasted a lot of his time and that you're just not worth it. And I didn't expect this video to go this way for sure. So that's what you're really mad about.
Dead, bitch. I called him a couple of times after that to
Yeah, she really liked him. Yeah, see, here's the thing. As much as women try to trivialize sex, women have certain chemicals that get released that they have some type of feelings for a guy after sex. Especially a dude who she's had some type of connection with for 10 years, even if she didn't think she liked him or whatever. Yeah, women don't start calling you a bitch and stuff like that unless you really hurt them. You know what I mean? If she didn't like him, she wouldn't care to even do this video about him. Women don't do videos about insignificant guys in their life. It's just that simple. So I don't trust this narrative that she's been spinning about him this whole video. He hurt her bad. He hurt her self-esteem. He hurt her feelings. I gave this dude a chance and he played me. That's a blow to your self-esteem when you feel like you stepping down 10 steps and even get played by that dude. She hurt her.
Like, cuss him out, and he acted like he was just so busy with work. So busy with work and his child. That he just couldn't fathom having this conversation right now, and that he would call me back. He called me back one time, but I was asleep, and I have yet to have the conversation with him. Baby, he has since gotten the... You are dead to me and you are a fucking loser text message.
Oh yeah, like I said, when they start calling you names, bitch and loser and all that, you hurt them real, real bad.
Which I have not heard back from. I also think I blocked him, so I won't be getting that correspondence.
You think you blocked him? This is how you know bitches be capped. You think you blocked him. You know if you blocked him or not. Just cut it out, man. Cut it the fuck out.
Back from him. But I say all that to say, to you nice guys out there that, you know, you were hoping that one day I might give you a chance. I'm not.
But after this video, you just show how pathetic you truly are. This is a commercial for the guys who still like you to not like you anymore. You think after this video, they still gonna see your value the same?
Not interested in anybody. If you're not my type, I'm not even entertaining the thought of talking to you. He ruined it for all of you. Welcome. Thank you for joining my TED Talk. I am done embarrassing myself for the day.
She got some self-awareness. She at least admit. Okay, I like the fact that she can at least admit that she's fucking pathetic and embarrassing. So if we was playing the hot garbage strikeout, I would give her 5 points back for that.
Now you ruined it for yourself because you was playing games. You knew that you were not interested in this guy from the beginning. Maybe you actually were, and that's just the game.
And when them wrinkles start coming in and she fade into nothingness and all this attention go bye-bye, she gonna wish she played her cards different with this dude. These are the dudes they regret playing and treating a certain way. When their looks fade, ain't nobody checking for their bitch ass no more.
That you play just to test the man and see what it was. But you see, it sounds like this man woke up and understood that he was just wasting his time and his money on something that was never going to happen. Because see, you said you got to your mom's house and you was tired. How did you end up at the
Shout out DDT, first donation of the night. $3. I appreciate the $3. Everybody shout out. I believe that's DDT. But we still looking for that $5 sponsor to be the king of the stream. Much respect, DDT. Just to show you how much I respect the three, I'ma do it. Just for you, DDT.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray.
I run shit! You just live it!
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy, city boy.
My nigga.
All right, what's next? Should we do Lili, Ling Ling? Let's do Ling Ling. Everybody shout out DDT in the chat. Time for, you know it, you guessed it, Hot Garbage Strikeout with Ling Ling.
Turn off your music. Turn off your
okay.
Music.
Oh my God.
You ready?
No.
Well, you pushed the request to be here.
Yes, I'm ready.
What's your name, baby?
I'm Tosh.
Okay, let's do the VA vets visual analysis. Okay, it sounded like she was listening to rap music. I think this is going to be a ghetto Asian, a ghetto old Asian woman, and that's just cringe. So, she looked older. She looked like she's definitely at least in her 50s. I don't know what to say as far as the visual analysis, so I'll just let you guys rate her 1 to 5 in the chat. Yeah, 1 to 5 in the chat based on what you're looking at. But I don't see anything visually that's going to make me take off points off top, though. So let's continue.
Tosh, where you calling me from?
Chicago,
how old are you?
40.
40, what you do for a living?
I'm a Montessori child care teacher.
Okay. Y'all probably already know what I'm going to say. Drop your rating below, but there's no chance this woman is 40. Yeah, there's pretty much zero chance that this woman is 40 years old. Is it possible? I guess it's possible that it's a rough 40. But this woman can't be a second younger than 50 years old. So, DDT, go ahead and hook me up and keep track of the points. I'm going to take 10 points off for her line about her age. I can't confirm it, but I'm just going to go there. 10 points off for her line about her age by that much. At least say 45 if you 50.
Yeah.
Tosh, Chicago 40 child care teacher. Yes. Do you have any kids?
Yes.
How many kids?
One.
Kid. Okay. You ever been married?
Yes.
Okay. When did you get divorced?
Okay, DDT, you do kind of suck at scorekeeping. I wasn't going to, you know, mention it. So, hey, Orlando, moderator Mr. T. Orlando, can you keep score of Hot Garbage Strikeout? So every time I take points off, just post it in the chat and just keep a mental note of where we at. Please and thank you. She's at negative 10 right now. And she has a kid, but she was married. So we're going to take off negative 10 for her having a kid. But she don't get no points off for being a baby mama because she was married.
10 years ago.
Okay. Let's get it. We got Tosh, right?
Yes.
Tosh, Chicago, 40. What's your zodiac sign? You believe in zodiac signs?
Yes. Virgo.
Virgo. Do you mind telling us your ethnicity? Do you want to?
Yeah. I'm from Mongolia.
Okay. So we got Tosh, Chicago, 40, Virgo, childcare teacher, no kid, has one kid. That's one kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
One kid. How old is your kid again?
She's 17.
17. And was married once.
Yeah.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I mean, it's crazy to think about it. Like, it used to cost millions to advertise on TV. And now, because of streaming, even with $50, I mean...
Somebody who is kind of ready for life and settled down, and somebody who has an older kid.
Ready for life to settle down. At 50 years old, man, you almost, like, look, at 50, it's almost over for life. And okay, not really, but you know what I mean. Ready for life? Are you just now getting ready for life? What have you been doing since you got divorced? Getting pounded out by God.
And just kind of like, you know, ready to just chill and have a good time.
See, you sound like a 16-year-old. I'm ready to just chill and have a good time at half a century. So you still just looking for, you know, egg rolls to bounce on. This is just ridiculous. She looking for more chopsticks and egg rolls to bounce on. She ain't looking for nothing serious. But then she said, I'm ready for somebody who's ready for life. Well, which one is it? Negative 10 points.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are your deal breakers?
Smoking and alcohol.
Smoking and alcohol. Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Somebody who is a little taller than me. I'm 5'4", so somebody who is 5'11" and over.
5'11".
Okay, she's 5'4", but somebody has to be 5'11" or taller to F with her. What kind of shit is that? Negative 5 points.
Older. Okay. What about money? Should you make a certain amount of money?
Yes. Just make sure you can take care of everybody. Somebody who has, you know, not so much worry about money. It's just be able to take care of themselves and others. And if you were to invite somebody as a girlfriend, that you can, you know, take care of them.
No. Men in their 40s or 50s, they're not looking for a woman in their 40s or 50s to take care of. I'm going to say this every fucking stream. If you're over 25 getting taken care of, you've aged out of that. That's for 18 to 25-year-olds who plan on having kids, homeschooling, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the house full-time. Look, especially after 30, it's over for looking for a provider. That's done with. That stage in your life is over. So don't get me started on 50. You're going to have to pay some bills for the rest of your life. You're going to have to pay your own bills for the rest of your life. And for a man to fuck with you, you might have to pay some of his bills. That provider is over with. What don't y'all get? You had a husband. You probably had a provider. Just never mind.
But money is not the only concern. But just be able to take care of yourself and others.
Be able to take care of yourself and others. So, like, what do you mean by that? Like, pay your bills?
Yeah. I don't want somebody that's struggling and then it's like, I can't take you out because you're struggling. Yeah.
Okay, so we get the take out, but in the dating phase, the expectation is that he will pay your bills too?
Yeah, that's a gentleman thing. Like, you should be able to take, you know, pay for your date. But I don't mind paying like the third and the fourth date, like half and half.
Right. If it gets there. And you know how picky women are. Most of the time it won't get there. Nobody's coming to pay a 50-year-old woman's bills. Nobody. It's just not happening, ma'am. It's not happening. Negative 10 points.
Okay, but so you should be able to. I think we understand date.
Yeah.
I'm asking specifically like bills in your home.
Yeah.
Like, is the expectation that he will pay the bills in your home?
Not my home, but he'll be able to take care of his own stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not expecting you to pay my stuff. I can take care of my stuff. But if you want to, like, take care of your stuff and you want to take care of my stuff, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I'll invite that. But you just have to be somebody who's not worried about money. You just be somebody who is more about, you know, that person that's missing that'll make you happy. But money is not like priority.
Okay.
Why would this man who could do that fuck with a 50-year-old woman, Chang Lee? Why? Why would he do it, Mei Lee? Can you explain it to me? You're going to have to pay a man to be with a man. You're past the age of even getting the guy who could pay his own bills. You got to help a guy out with some bills. Not the other way around. You aged out of that. You should have stayed with your husband.
To the Kendrick Cam.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's been getting plowed hard. Yeah, I'll pay her for, like I said, yeah, happy ending. But ain't nobody paying your bills. She been getting pumped and dumped hard. She ain't fat. Yeah. What y'all think about the Kendrick Cam? 1 to 5, rated in the chat, the Kendrick Cam.
Okay. We see you, girl. All right, Tosh. When was your last relationship?
10 years ago.
10 years, okay. So have you been dating?
No, 10 years ago as a marriage. But yeah, I've been dating. Okay.
AKA been getting dick down. That's what she means by date.
Dating ever since then. Yeah, but it's nothing serious, just dating.
Okay, you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Like 1 month ago.
1 month ago, mm-hmm. Okay. 3 flaws you have to work on.
Building your online business? Go to Wix.com and say...
Enjoy the dating, ma'am. No man with self-esteem or anything going for himself is ever going to take you serious at this point. So just keep dating. Have fun with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
3 flaws you have to work on.
My flaw?
3 things you have to work on, yes.
So one is work on my self-esteem. Another thing is, I don't know, work on my esteem. Just work on my esteem. Like, work on my self-esteem is like the main thing, but everything else is...
Yeah, you know, fuck boy guys love women with low self-esteem because they're usually easy. She left her husband. She broke up her family over a stupid reason. Well, she wanted to go back to the streets with low self-esteem to get preyed on by bad men.
Falls into it.
Okay. We need 3. There's only 1?
Okay. Let's see. Work on my self-esteem. Work on my, like, I drink, so I'm a drinker. I need to make sure I drink less.
Negative 20 points. Earlier she said her deal breakers is somebody who drank too much and smoked too much. But she drank too much. You can't make this shit up, man. They're the grand masters of hypocrisy. This woman is officially cow manure.
I'm a social drinker, so I'll make sure I drink less. 3rd is, let's see, I wanna to kind of like think outside the box, like I wanna travel everywhere, but I'm like really cooped up in a box where I just kind of limit myself. So I want to think outside of my box, like, you know, just kind of be able to travel anywhere, trust myself to meet other people, things like that.
Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I'm very honest. I'm very direct. And I'm very down to earth. I'm very nurturing. I work with kids. I work with smaller children. Like,
well, yeah, women are naturally going to be sweet to small children. That don't make them sweet to men. I know women who are complete bitches to men, but they're so great with kids. That doesn't mean you're going to be nurturing to a grown-ass man. Nice try, though, Lee. Nice try.
Like, birth to 3 years old. So I'm very trustworthy. I'm nurturing. I'm caring. I think I bring a lot of the people that have the anxiety, of a lot of people that has the fearful of life. I'm one of those people that kind of calms it down.
Okay. And are you open to all ethnicities in dating?
Yes, I'm open to all ethnicities. I've dated very various of ethnicity.
Okay, is there a preference or no?
As long as it's not a religion that restricts me, that's going to put me in a box, but I'm open to it.
Well, yeah, women hate being in a box. They hate structure. They hate discipline. They hate routine. They want to be free to be degenerates. So keep being free. I don't know why they even attempt to ever get in a relationship. You don't want to be put in a box. You don't want to be told what to do. And men, we like discipline and structure and routine. If you don't want to get on with that, just keep getting fucked, and that's it by men. Other than that, leave men alone.
Okay. So we got Taj, Chicago, 40, Virgo, childcare teacher. One kid that's 17 was once married. Are you on the Kendra G Singles dating app?
No.
All right, you got it down. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone.
All right, go to the app store, type in Kendra G Singles. Mm-hmm. That's the dating app, and set up your profile, and the guy can find you there. How do you spell Taj?
T-A-S-H.
Okay, T-A-S-H. Do you have a nickname? Because that's going to be common.
Tashka.
Okay, spell that.
T-A-S-H-K-A.
Okay, T-A-S-H-K-A. All right, make that your name or your username, and they can search you by there, okay?
Okay, I'll make that profile.
All right, bye, baby.
I love you.
I love you, too. Bye, Lou. Bye.
Let's read some comments. This Asian woman is no different than the other 304s. Facts. I already knew when she first came on with the hoop earrings, with a fucking rainbow straw, bumping trap music, that she was going to be the typical 304. Nothing came across traditional the first second she popped up on the screen. We can all agree, if we see a female of a different race that wear hoop earrings, you know she like black men. Facts. All this shit is common knowledge. Hold on, we ain't gonna get to that next.
Listen, guys.
I absolutely love when men think that they can make a free request of me. Like, 2 weeks ago I was playing pool, and this guy comes over, he's like, oh, can I play with you? And I'm like, yeah, for $1,000. And he's like, why on earth would I pay you $1,000 to sit?
Yeah, see, it's a game to them. When they get hollered at, they come up with games to get rid of men they don't like. They're tired of getting hollered at. Well, they go out in public to get hollered at by the elite ones. But all the rest of the guys, yeah, they'll come up with the most disrespectful ways to try to get rid of guys they don't like. They'll say the most outlandish shit just to get you to go away.
Simply pay pool with you. And I was like, because I'm a 9-time reigning champ. Lies, of course, but he believed it, and he was just like, can we like both put up $1,000, like whoever wins takes it? And I was like, for what? I don't need to do that. This is
you can't do that. You don't have $1,000 to your fucking name. You're probably in debt. You have negative dollars to your name. Women like this are fucking miserable. Women who just sit in the house and make pointless TikToks like that, they're fucking miserable people.
This is my job.
Getting cold feet, hey? Why didn't you bet $1,000? So supposedly you are a reigning champion, yet you wouldn't bet $1,000 Pretty insecure if you ask me, guys. The guy will probably steamroll her.
If you want to play with me, it's going to cost you $1,000. And guess what? He left me alone. You see? You see how it works? Are you getting what I'm putting down? Okay?
Guys, what she's putting down is dying alone. Right? Like, men go out there with their best intentions. Well, maybe they just want to hook up. I don't know. But let's say that some of them may have the best intentions at heart. They found you attractive for some reason I cannot comprehend, and they wanted to play a game with you. Yet you dismiss them in this very, disgusting manner.
Well, yeah, but she did him a favor. You know? See, women also want to banter with dudes. I don't want to banter with a bitch. I don't want to do sarcastic banter. I find that shit repulsive. I don't like it. Yeah, so when you don't want to banter back and forth, they deem you to be, like, lame or something. Like, I don't give a damn.
Anyway, they're just... This is what I mean, guys, when I say you cannot save these women. Even if you tried, even if you wanted to... No, it's over. That's what they want.
There's also... Oftentimes when men are like, oh, can I ask you a question? Or can I ask you a personal question? I'm like, yeah, sure, $500. And they're just so...
It's not even a joke. It's just, it's part of their prostitute hindbrain. Like, oh, man's talking to me, somehow give me money. Here's the crazy thing. This is how entitled these women are. This is how they live in just the alternate reality. Some of these dudes probably did pay them. Some dude probably did pay her to ask her a question before. That's what keeps encouraging this ridiculousness.
They're so confused, and it honestly makes them so angry that they shoo themselves away. You know what?
No, angry is not the word. Disgusted is the word. Nobody's angry. Why will they be angry? Again, women are always trying to put men as, oh, I hurt their ego. When they say that, in like 99% of the cases, men couldn't care less. You cannot pay them to care. No, they don't care about you, madam. And to say that they are angry. No, they're like, what the hell? Who do you think you are? They probably think you are insane, which could be absolutely the case.
What I'm saying, and I absolutely love that. And for those of y'all who have been a long time followers of me, you also know that I pull the lieutenant card often. If someone's being bothersome, especially a man, I tell them, please stop. I'm a lieutenant. And I'm overworked and I'm stressed out, and you're making me want to pull up my badge. And they leave.
She still know how to throw on the fake nice girl act for a guy she liked, though. But look at this one. You can tell this woman is mentally ill. Like, you can tell. It's not worth continuing talking to her. You could just look at her face and just tell, like, yeah, this woman's a bitch. I wouldn't even approach her.
Ask for money. That's the first thing. Or just say you were higher up in some type of ridiculous career or something like that. They'll get intimidated or they'll get scared, and then they'll just run off.
Intimidated.
We bring tabletops that get your brand seen up close, and retractable banners that stop everyone in their tracks. We print A-frames that...
They'll get... It's so funny. They'll get scared and run off, guys. They literally throw their hands in the air and run off, crying, Mommy, please come get me. Apparently, according to her, a lieutenant, guys.
All right, so I'm getting off in 12 minutes unless we get that $15 donation goal. Shout out to DDT. He donated $3, so we need $12 more to extend the stream to 2 hours. Otherwise, I'm getting off in 12 minutes.
Come on. Who buys that? This woman looks like she's 5'2", a lieutenant, guys. Get out of here, man. Nobody buys that. They probably get off thinking that you are clinically insane and you're making up these stories in your mind. They're quite concerned, to be honest. I won't neglect that. But going back to the point, these women, guys, they hit the wall so hard and they want to hit it. You know, I tell you, these women that end up single, in most of the cases, guys, they've done everything possible under the sun to stay single. You know, later they complain about where all the good men, but they on a daily basis train very, very hard to become single. If they will put that much effort into any sport, they will become a professional at a national level. You know what I mean? If they put the same energy into a sport, for example. But instead, they put it into becoming mass.
Think about how jaded and bitter she is, even at this age. I mean, she might be 30. She definitely don't have the youthful look anymore. She done been run through the ringer, you know, by Enrique and Long Wang Chang. Shotgun Shug. You know the rest. You know the squad. You could tell this woman has been through hell and back with the toxic men that she loves screwing.
Massive harpies, massive witches that nobody can tolerate, and they call that intimidation. It's not intimidation, madam. People don't want to deal with you for 2 minutes. But before we move on to our next video, guys, the next TikTok, the reason why I know this woman will pass away alone is because love is, and relationships are all about giving to other people. They're not about yourself. So this is how I...
Facts. And these selfish pieces just will never learn and grow into something decent like that, where they can care about somebody else more than they care about themselves. They've been living selfishly for too long. Men really do teach women. Men are the ones who teach women how to actually be women. Other than that, they're just selfish, hateful pieces of shit. Chasing dopamine hits. Bars.
I know these people are incapable of thinking about others or thinking about being positive. Even if there are no romantic intentions, just being a nice person to be around, you know? They're incapable of that. And they're parasites, you know? And I don't mean that in a way, you know, to try to mock them. No, they are parasites. They are predators looking for someone to leech off. And I remember when I was little, I used to see like crocodiles have these birds, you know, on top of them, or sharks have these little fish swimming around them. And I wondered, why don't they eat them, you know? Why doesn't the crocodile eat the birds or the shark eat fish? And it's because they are in a symbiosis. They are these specific breeds of birds and fish that help these animals, these predators that are on top of the food chain, stay clean, because the crocodile can't clean himself in that way. So it's a
All right, I don't know what he's talking about, but... Let's continue on.
Notice in dating how men never officially end things. In my 21 years of dating men, only one man has ever messaged me and said that he didn't want to see me again. The rest of them just ghost you, breadcrumb you, or just fob you off. And straight.
Every college student needs to have
Yeah, so when I first started doing live streams, I did mention something about if I should get YouTube Premium so we don't keep getting interrupted with commercials. I think y'all donations probably can afford that. So I don't know, y'all can let me know. Should I use some of the donation money? Let me know in the chat to get YouTube Premium. Let me know, y'all.
Grammarly in their life. If you didn't know, Grammarly is an AI writing partner that helps students with their writing from beginning to end.
What does that tell you guys? In my 21 mother effing, mother loving years of dating, all men but one have ghosted her. What does that tell you? It's just crazy. These women don't realize they're making the arguments against themselves.
And string you along. It was a guy I met at vegan speed dating. We went on a date. And then a couple of days later, he messaged me and was like, oh, I had such a lovely time with you, but I'm dating someone else and I want to take things further with them, so I don't want to see other people.
Here's the thing. This woman isn't attractive. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but we're talking about dating. Can't get around the elephant in the room. And she's still going after 8, 9, and 10 and wonder why she keep getting ghosted. There's guys on her level and even slightly above her level in her inbox right now willing to take her serious and never ghost her. She doesn't stand a chance in that shallow world of 8, 9, and 10s. They're always going to have a better option than her. Yeah. But she don't care. She's still going to chase guys out of her league and keep getting played.
And I was like, thank you so much for letting me know. I wish you guys all the best. But there ain't many men out there doing that. I think it's for a few reasons. One, they don't want to ever officially close the door on you because they want to be able to circle back around and they want...
That's actually true. A lot of these women say, oh, men always come back, you know, wearing it as a badge of honor. It's not something to be proud of. The reason they come back is because you're a free sample. They want another, you know?
To pop back up, which it will be hard for them to do if they have officially shut things down and said they don't want you. Two, a lot of men have no balls, and I think they're scared of confrontation. But most women I know would not react badly if a man...
I mean, I agree. A lot of guys don't have balls when it comes to just telling the woman what it is, what it ain't. I don't like you. I got a prettier girlfriend. Well, not that you got to say that, but yeah. Men are pretty... I don't know. They're pretty reserved when it comes to telling the bitch what it is and what it ain't. She ain't lying about that. Women don't give a damn about hurting a man's feelings. Men, we have that pesky thing called character.
Said they didn't want to see them again. Some might, but the majority of women would not. They'd just say thanks and walk away with some dignity. And then the third reason is that they just have no respect and no empathy and just can't even be asked to tell you that they don't want to see you again, and they don't even feel like they owe you that. So they just don't...
Well, what about all the guys in your inbox who you leave on red or you ghosted or didn't show up on a date? What about that? Did you not have empathy? Were you a piece of shit? Or is it only piece of shit behavior when guys do it?
Or saying anything. There's a lot to be said for a nice message just letting someone down gently.
So there's this point again, guys. Men are scared. Confrontation. Again, those words, men. I've come to hate the men are intimidated. Holy Lord, they are not intimidated. It's just if they tell you that they see you...
I'm going to go a couple of more minutes, guys, and then I'm going to get off. Unless we get that $12 in donations in the next few minutes, I'm going to get off here.
As a bag of skin and bones, and they just want to pump and dump you, you're not going to spread your legs then. It's the whole reason. That's only what they want. Take a look at this one guy who decided to actually tell her something. And what did he tell her? He told her, I'm pursuing a relationship with someone else, and I don't want to be with you anymore. So he only wanted her for S3X, and now that he has found someone that is actually worth dating, he has committed to them. So what does that tell you, madam? Just not good for a relationship, all right? All of the men that have been dating you for the last 21 years, all of them only saw you as a somewhat better enhanced version of an S3X doll, right?
Facts.
So what does that tell you? That's how you market yourself. That's your price. You're not worth anything more. No.
I mean, yeah, the fact that she doesn't know her sexual marketplace value, it's the fault of the higher tier guys who will sleep with her. You know, if 8, 9, and 10 guys stop sleeping with 4s and 5s, maybe things will be more balanced out.
Not because I say so. No, because that's what you have chosen for your life. So assume the consequences, assume that you are 3 or 4, and that's that. Stop calling men insecure, afraid of confrontation. They're not afraid, holy hell. But guys, let's move on to our final TikTok of the day.
Alright, I'm going to get off here, guys. I'll see you Monday. I'm going live again tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Time. Follow me on alternate platforms, Discord, Twitter, Rumble. Links are in the description, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Join the membership, 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week, ad-free videos, access to videos 1 to 3 days early. It's $10 a month for the YouTube membership, or you can get the same benefits on Subscribestar or Patreon for $5 a month. Though the live streams get uploaded a little later if you join the $5 option. Hit the like button on your way out. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today. I hope to see all you guys tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Time, sharp. Same RB time, same RB place. RB Sensei out. Thanks, DDT, James Pope, Mystic, T. Orlando, Cole, LaShawn. Appreciate y'all, man. Mystic. Have a good night.